Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you for this time. We are grateful because you're so good to us. We give you glory, we give you praise. We bless your holy name because you are so faithful. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for what you have done in our individual families. We pray that our lives will be transformed and that you will prepare us even for the task that is ahead of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and do a unique work in our lives, O God. Let Jesus be glorified even in our midst. Come and order our footsteps as we share together this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to share on what I have titled, Where We Are Now. Where We Are Now. But before, and I remember I gave us a scripture. I asked us to read Exodus chapter 23 from verse 20 into Exodus 24. Where we are now. Now, I actually wanted us to read this portion of scripture well ahead of time so that each and every one of us will have a better understanding. I remembered I had been sharing long even before Passover, what happened during the time of Passover and when we came into Pentecost as well, and now beyond Pentecost. And we look at the whole thing. When we look at the whole thing, it gives us a clearer picture of what each and every one of us can do. Praise the Lord. We will all see it, what each and every one of us can do. And at the end of the day, we will discover that, praise the Lord. When we got to Passover, we saw what happened, that for the first time in history, we were all able to celebrate Passover the way it ought to be. And we all saw the result. Because if you had followed what happened during that time, you will see that there had been a progressive revelation of what God himself actually did at that very time. And we could even see the physical manifestation even in our day-to-day life. And thank God we came to that time of Pentecost as well. Thank God for what God did even at that very time. Brethren, I know that it has been a very, very long time when we have all gathered together to share together. We are here for each and every one of us to have a better understanding of what is going on around us so that we will not feel overwhelmed. I want you to know that what is going on is nothing outside God's calendar, and God is with each and every one of us. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name that he will perfect what he has started in our lives in Jesus' name. I call this an in-house meeting. It is more or less informal. I'm not saying it's a conference, but it is a special meeting whereby I just want to share my heart with you. And then he said, as I said earlier, where are we? First and foremost, let us look at Luke chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 33 to 39. It says, and I read, I'm reading the Amplified Version. He says, then they said to him, the disciples of John the Baptist often practice fasting and offer prayers of special petition, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. But days for mourning will come when the bridegroom is forcefully taken away from them. They will fast in those days. Oh. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and put it on an old one. Otherwise, he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts a new wine into old wineskin. Otherwise, the new fermenting wine will expand and burst the skin, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. No one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new, for he says, the old is fine. So I'm stopping there. Now, what does that mean? It means that naturally, we don't always respond positively to anything new. And that is the reason why some of us are going through challenges. Some of us are going through, you know, it's as if things are not really working out fine for us. But we should always remember that there is a new that God is doing. And because God is doing a new on the earth, and even in our own lives as well, we must be ready to embrace it. We must be ready to embrace that new thing that God is doing. At times, even when we observe what God is doing, some of us think more about the challenges of the day. Oh, look at what is happening to me. Oh, things are not really working out the way I expected to work out. Brethren, let me tell you one thing. God knows exactly whatever it is, the challenges that you're facing, and he knows exactly that you're going to react that way. But that does not stop his plans for your life. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the Lord, who has begun the good work in each and every one of us, will perfect it for his own glory in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Most times we find it difficult to accept, but it is the realities of life. The new will definitely come, because in God, there must always be progress. In God, there must always be advancement. In God, there must always be the taking of territories. And I pray that no matter how tough we may be tough things we may be experiencing in the now, it is not going to be the end of it all. God himself will perfect all that concerns us in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
As I had said earlier, my sisters and brothers, I had asked us to read Exodus 23 from verse 20 into Exodus 24, because prophetically, that is the season that we are in, where God said, I will send an angel to go before you in order to take you to the place where I have prepared for you. You remember that initially they went through Passover, going a little bit back now. And then from Passover, they came to Pentecost, where they came to Mount Sinai. And after they did that, they now came to a time where God specifically mentioned this, that he has sent an angel to go ahead of them, to take them to the place where he has prepared. He gave them an instruction. He said, follow that angel. Follow him and don't grieve him. And we all know that he's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that God has given to you and I at this very time to lead us, to guide us. So it is a time of divine instruction from the Lord. If we must be effective during this time, we should know. If we must be relevant to God's calendar in this end time, remember that there are still a lot of people to be saved. There are still souls to be won. When we go out on a daily basis, there are so many of them that even when we think about it, it's overwhelming for us to even say, when will all these ones be saved? But let me tell you, when we follow God's calendar and we follow the Holy Spirit, God knows exactly what he wants to do in order to bring salvation to these people. Now, remember, he said, the angel of his presence, that is the Holy Spirit, will go ahead of us to bring us to that place. That place also means the position he has ordained for us, the visions he is bringing into our lives, the assignments and the fine-tuning of the assignment he has given us, a unique grace that God has prepared for us at this very time. It is the Holy Spirit that will help us to access it. And it is the Holy Spirit that will take us to that place that God has prepared for us. Thank God, every one of us on this platform at this time, we are leaders. We are leaders who have people who are following us. And I want to talk to us based on that. Remember that first and foremost, for us to get to this next place of assignment, for us to get to this next level in our visions, for us to get to this new position that God has prepared for us in the now, we need obedience. Obedience to the Holy Spirit, obedience to divine instructions. I pray in the name of Jesus, we will be willing to obey in Jesus' name. And remember that our victory is assured, because he has told us, he said, as long as it is God that is guiding, it is God that is leading, definitely he will take us to that place of victory in the name of Jesus. So we must be ready to destroy anything that looks idolatrous in our lives. Anything that is like an idolatry in our lives, we have to take it out of our lives. And this we can easily see in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, which embraces the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and even the pride of life. So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep our faith should be strong in him. Praise the Lord. Our eyes should be on him and our faith should be strong in him. We must be ready and prepared to serve the Lord. Brethren, the time is short. There is a lot to be done. God is faithful. He has promised us, even in that portion of scripture, he will give us good health. We will be fruitful. And then we will fulfill our days in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When we read further, as we come into Exodus 24, we remember that even though God said, I have sent an angel to go ahead of you, he also said, come up. And that is the call to you and I. He is telling us, come up. We will see this in that Exodus 24, verse 1. He said, come up. And I want to, and when he said so, he said, come up with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu. What does that mean to you and I? God is saying to you and I, come up and come up with your team. There are times some of us, we try to develop ourselves, but we leave the team that we are leading behind us, which ought not to be so. We leave our teams behind us. God is saying it's not going to work this time around. When you come up, please come up with your team. Come up with those who are aligned with the vision that God has given to you. You cannot do it all alone. Stand in. I want you to note these things that I'm saying. First and foremost, come up to the Lord and come up with your team. You know them. Those whom God has given to you to run the vision with you. Come up with those ones whom that you know, they believe in your vision. They believe in that which God has asked you to do. Come up with them. That is, don't leave them behind. Develop them. Spend quality time with them. Pray with them. Share the word of God with them. And also, spend a time of fellowship with them. There are times when we want a particular thing. There are times when we want a particular thing, we begin to blame the people that are working with us. And we feel that they are not following. Let me tell you, whether it is in your office or whether it is in ministry, this is also equally relevant. There is a saying that says, don't blame them if you don't train them. If you have people around you, the only way you can know if you are a leader is you will definitely have followers around you. And if God has given you followers around you, please come up with them. Put them in the background. Don't let them to just stray off, but rather come up with them. Then stand in for them in prayer. These people that you are leading, stand in for your team before God. Remember, we don't have a right to talk to people about God if we do not talk to God about these same people. It is not only as in talking and talking to them, God said you should do this, God said you should do this, but rather we should also take them also back to God. Let us minister to the Lord on their behalf. Stand in for your team and stand in for the people in prayer. Praise the Lord. Even Moses did this. Then thirdly, share the word with them until they understand and begin to do the word. Share with them. Share with them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Share with them. Share with each and every one of them. Keep on sharing. Never be tired of sharing God's word with those people that God has given to you. This is God's expectations for you and I. Remember what I said. Come up to God with them. Come up. That is, come. Take them higher by the grace of God. Stand with them in prayers and share the word with them. Then if we go on, as we get to verse 12, he said, God now specifically said to Moses, He said, come up to the mountain and be there. There is a reason why God wanted him to be there. In verse 12 of Exodus chapter 24, he said, come up and be there. So what is that saying to us, my sisters and brothers? It is a time of focus. A time to focus, to tarry, and to seek him through the power of the Holy Spirit. You and I need to focus. It is not a time to play around in God's presence. When God said to Moses, come up and be there, he meant serious. He was very serious about it. And you know that if you read a little bit down, that even when Moses came, it was on the sixth day that God spoke to him. That means God really, really wanted his attention. Brethren, we cannot play in God's presence anymore. Some of us, even when we come to God's presence, we don't focus. We don't even concentrate. We do so many things at the same time in God's presence. Little wonder we are not getting the fullness of what God has prepared, because we have not given him the required respect. But when we respect God and we respect what he is doing in our lives and we give him total attention, then he too will give us total attention. It is a time for us to really focus. Brethren, pray specially concerning the issue of distractions. Distractions comes in many ways. Distractions all over the place. Distractions during prayer. Distraction even during service. The things that are happening around us are also distracting us in many ways. But I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the Lord will help us to overcome distractions in Jesus' mighty name. Now, why did he now tell Moses to come up and be there? I am going to read that verse 12. He said, then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there. I will give you tablets of stone and the law and the commandments which I have written that you may teach them. I underlined it in my own Bible too, which I have written and that you may teach them. That means that when we really focus and come before God, we will receive divine instructions for now. We will receive more revelations and understanding of his laws and commandments so that we can teach and instruct our team or the people around us concerning what God has said, because he's bringing us into a season of building, which I even saw clearly in the Bible. And as I have said it earlier, that positions will change, visions will change, assignments will be fine-tuned, the uniqueness of God's grace upon your life will be revealed. And I pray in Jesus' name that none of us will miss out in Jesus' name. So it is time for us to spend quality time with God so that we can hear him right and so that we can hear him well. Now, as we tarry, there are three different things I perceive. This is my own perception. There are three different things that I think God wants us to do. The first thing is that he will give us solution for the global pandemic that we have all been experiencing through prayer. You remember, if you have attended Esther's Arise meetings for many times, we have always talked about Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17, where God said, call together women who will pray. And whenever there is an issue, a global issue, God expects you and I to pray. And when you look at it critically, God is calling us into a place of prayer. God wants us, he's calling those who will be zealous for him, who will also be jealous concerning his name, and who will be protective and discerning. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will not miss out in Jesus' name. You will not be left out. I will not be left out in the mighty name of Jesus. Now he says, remember, God wants to reveal his heart to us. Look at Psalm 32, verse 8. Hallelujah. Now, God himself, he said, ask him to reveal and we should ask him to reveal and show us his will for the season, because he himself has said that. He said, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing you and guiding you along the path for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Don't be stubborn and don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. Now, I want you to look deeply at this word. It's like, don't even bother yourself about how am I going to do it, but rather allow him to be the guide. I pray that the Lord will guide each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And he's saying, don't make it difficult. When we make it difficult for God at this very time, we will not be able to accomplish what the Lord wants us to accomplish. My prayer is that at the end of the day, we will get there in Jesus' mighty name. Please, I know that there is a new norm, but God, in his infinite mercy, will walk us through this new norm in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 10, he said, we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not, let me read the scripture. We are hard pressed, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 7. He said, for we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. So that means that as we are going through squeezing, it looks as if we are being crushed, but we should remember that we are not in despair. God is with us. He will see us through this time. He will see us through this season. And at the end of the day, each and every one of us will fulfill our prophetic destiny in Jesus' name. two major things that I want you to remember is this. Hold on to whatever God is asking you to do, and make sure that you are not only doing it alone, but that there are those around you that God has brought your way for you to train them. Secondly, please remember that no matter how tough the situation may be, God is with you. The Lord Himself, as you are going through challenges, is also fine-tuning His grace upon your life. I pray that each and every one of us will get there in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And also, please remember, press into the call. Don't give up or be discouraged. Press hard into the call. The Holy Spirit is right there with you and with me too. Press into that call. Don't ignore it. Some of you may say, but I don't have a call. I'm not a pastor. You don't have to be. This end time walk is for every one of us. We must press into that call. We should not give God excuses. The Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. We should also press in to know Him more. Praise the Lord. Paul himself said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and even the fellowship of His suffering. Let us press in more to know Him. Thirdly, we should press in to hear Him. Hear God accurately. Hear God with accuracy. If we don't hear God, we will beat about the bush. If we don't hear God, we will burn out easily. If we don't hear God, we will not even know what we want Him to do in our lives. And I also pray that we will receive grace to obey Him. Obedience is the key. Obedience to divine instructions and obedience to what God has said to you. With that, we will break through every obstacle in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, I also want us to know that at this time, God wants us to take our focus away from the pulpit. He wants us to put our focus on lost souls. Lost souls. Lost souls. There are many to be saved. Jesus is coming soon. And I know that in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will definitely and surely come, according to what the Bible says. Let us take our focus away from our pulpits and bring it on the lost souls, so that God can ignite a passion in us in order to reach out to more people. One day will surely come. We will hear the last message. We will hear the last song. We will even read the last chapter or verse. Then the end will surely come. But before this end comes, what is God going to say to you and I? Our desire is to hear Him say, "Well done, faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." May that be our portion in Jesus' name. As new ideas begin to spring up in us, please don't push it back. Because Philippians 2 verse 13 says, "It is God that will work in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." And I pray that God will continue to give you and I divine guidance in Jesus' name. Our hands that will start the work will surely complete it. None of us will stop halfway and be forgotten. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. So let's keep our eyes on the Lord and let us embrace the new so that we will not miss out of what God is doing in Jesus' mighty name. I want us to bow down to pray. I want us to bow our heads to pray. I want us to bow our heads to pray. First and foremost, I want us to pray that whatever it is that God is doing in our lives at this time, He will give us the grace to discern it. You will discern it. I will discern it. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? You can unmute your mic. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus that whatever
Lord, that the Lord you're doing, Lord, God,
in your
all that which you're doing in you my life, oh God, it. You're giving me, oh God,
you will design it.
God, Lord, even Jehovah God, to see.
Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name that you will discern what God is doing in your life. Pray. Whatever it is that God is doing in your life, I want you to pray that you will discern what God is doing. You will not be left out. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord Himself will strengthen you. He will uphold you. He will guide you. He will strengthen you. In the name of Jesus, let us pray in Jesus' mighty name that none of us will miss out. We will not miss out of what God is doing. We will be part of His end time plan. We will be part of what God is doing in the now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, King of glory, that our eyes will continue to see you. In Jesus' name we pray. That we will not be distracted at this very time. Look, amen. There are those that are carrying visions within them, and they are still waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the fullness of time. When God is saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now you are going to pray. Father, give me the right timing. Father, help me to discern my timing and empower me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will discern it. Yes, we will not give God excuses. We will no longer give God excuses in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that our eyes will be upon the Lord and upon His word in the name of Jesus. Help us, King of glory. Uphold us, mighty Jehovah. Strengthen us at this very time in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, ancient of days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still praying that at this very time, whatever it is that God, whatever role He wants us to play at this very time, none of us will miss out. Shall we pray in Jesus' mighty name? Our role, we will not miss out on our role in the name of Jesus.
Father,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That very role you want us to accomplish, we pray in Jesus' name that none of us will miss out on this role in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, King of Glory, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.